Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to begin the week with a little bit of extra Limud HaTorah. So I've been getting a lot of flack for having the shiur a little late. I say that this is out of Rachmanus. Why should you feel guilty as you sit down to your Thanksgiving meals? This way, everyone has it behind them, and we could discuss it without any... no one has any... inclinations or guilt either way. But the truth is that I don't think it's so out of place because I know a lot of people that eat turkey every Shabbos. So it's not such a far-fetched topic. It's something which has become customary to discuss Thanksgiving time, but it's something which is really relevant to us year-round and something which I think we could add a little bit of insight into as we approach the sugya from the Mikoros. So let's begin. The reason why this is discussed normally around Thanksgiving time, aside from the fact that it's customary to eat turkey on Thanksgiving as an American bird, is because much of the proof that the poskim have accepted turkey to be acceptable is that in the context of discussing Thanksgiving and discussing whether there is an isser in celebrating Thanksgiving, just in terms of chukos ha'akom and things like that, is it something which comes from a different religion? Is it something which is foreign to Judaism? So that context, poskim like Rav Moshe Feinstein say that it's fine to celebrate Thanksgiving, and they say it's even fine to eat turkey. Again, they're not discussing the kashrus of turkey, but you see that they thought that it was not a problem. That's what you see in Maramakam number one from Rav Moshe, that he says turkey is fine. Now the question becomes, why is turkey fine? Why is it okay to eat turkey? So to understand why it's okay, first we understand why it would be not okay. So let's start from the beginning. The Gemara tells us, the Torah tells us, that when it comes to behemos, there are certain clear simonim to that make a behema kosher or not kosher. That's clear. It has to chew its cud, has to have split hooves. When it comes to fish, there are clear simonim, what makes a fish kosher, what makes a fish not kosher, skins and fins and scales. When it comes to birds, the Torah does not do that. The Torah doesn't tell us these are the signs of birds that are kosher, these are the signs of the birds that are treif. The Torah merely lists for us the birds that are treif and tells us these birds are treif, any other bird is kosher to eat. So all we have to know is what these 24 families of birds are. If we classify them, we identify them, then we can know that any other bird is kosher. The problem is that that became very difficult over the years. There became much machlokis over the different translations of what the birds are, what those 24 families are, and it became less clear which these treif birds are, and therefore it became less clear which the kosher ones are. So Chazal came and gave us simonim. These simonim are not in the Torah, but Chazal said, we'll look at the 24 non-kosher birds, and we'll tell you identifying factors so that you know what is kosher, what is not kosher. Now Chazal came and told us there are four basic signs to know whether a bird is kosher to eat, or is treifti. What are the four signs? Chazal say it has to have an etzba yisera. It has to have an extra finger on its foot. Again, it's not clear exactly what it means, but a finger which is not part of the regular hand, or perhaps a finger which is a little bit longer, that is a sign. If it has that, so that's one sign for it to be kosher. The Chazal Talmud tells us it has to have a crop, a place where it stores the food before being digested, as effect. And that is another sign of it being kosher. Then Chazal come and say there's a third sign. It has to have a kurkavon niklaf. It has to have that its gizzard, its stomach, could be niklaf biyah, that you could peel off the inner layer with your finger. You don't need a kli to do it. So these are the three basic simonim of a kosher bird. An etzba yisera, a zefek, a crop, a kurkavon niklaf that you could peel off the gizzard with the three. But then there is the main simen. What is the main simen for a bird to know whether a bird is kosher or not kosher? Whether it is a doris. What does it mean that it's a doris? Whether, again, also subject to debate, it tramples its food. It's a predator. If it's a predator, so then we cannot eat that bird. Some say it has to trample it, has to eat it while it's alive. Others say, no, even if it tramples on it and kills it and then eats it, it's also treif. Those are the four simonim. Etzba yisera, a crop, a peelable gizzard, and it can't be a doris. Now, in general, when we have a discussion about simonim in the Torah, that you, these signs are indicators as to whether something is kosher or not kosher, one could always ask the following question, a question which I think proves to be very significant in our discussion. And that question is as follows. The Torah came and gave us an indication what's kosher, what's not kosher. Was that merely, as we are calling it, a simen? Is it an indicator? If it has these things, you know that it's kosher, or you know that it's treif? Or is it more than that? Are these things the goreim, are they the cause for it being kosher or treif? For instance, take a fish. A fish has fins and scales. Did the Torah come and say, we have a group of fish which are kosher and not kosher? You want to know which ones are kosher? I'll have a way of identifying it for you. If it has fins and scales, it's kosher. Not fins and scales, then you know it's not kosher. Or did the Torah say more than that? What makes it kosher is the fact there are fins and scales. A fish with fins and scales, that is the gorim, that is the cause for it being kosher. For instance, let's say you have a fish which had fins and scales. And now as you take it out of the water, you see it only has one of the two. So if it's just an indicator, it's the same fish as it was before, so then perhaps you'd say it's still kosher. But if the fins and scales are the reason why it's kosher, it's part of what makes it kosher, so then you need the fins and scales. Even if you know at one point it had it, perhaps it would not be good. This is a general question and a general debate between the Ritva and other Rishonim. The Ritva asks, if we know that every fish that has scales has fins, why didn't the Torah just tell us a fish with scales? Why do we have to know anything about fins? If it has scales, it has fins as well. Says, and the Gemara asks this question, the Gemara gives a cryptic answer called Yagdil Torah L'Adira. It wants to tell us more about the Torah. The Ritva explains, what does that mean? What that means is that you're right, if it has scales, it has fins. And you would be able to identify the kosher fish even without the sign of fins. But the Torah is telling you that these things, the scales and the fins, are what make it kosher. It's not simply an indicator. It is the gorim for it being kosher. And the same thing could be asked when it comes to our four simanim. We just laid out four signs of a bird. Are those the things that make it kosher? Or are those the reasons why it's kosher? Or no, these are just signs, simanim, indicators that you want to know if a bird is kosher, you have to look for these four things. So I would argue that certainly when it comes to a doris, when it comes to the simen of something being a predator, that is not merely a simen, but that is the reason why it's not kosher. If you have a bird which is a predator, so that makes it not kosher, as you will see in the language of the Ramban al Torah in Marmakum number 8. Says the Ramban, I think this is very significant for our conversation, in the underline, says the Ramban, Marmakum number 8. The hasimin hagadol ba'ofos. Yes, I told you there are four simanim that make a bird kosher, but there's one which is more significant than the others. What is that? Hasimin hagadol ba'ofos hi hadrisa. If it's a predator, if it tramples. Shekol of hadores la'olam tame. For any predator, any bird which is a predator, it is always not kosher. Ki ha'torah herchikisuhu mipnei shedamo mechumim la'achzari yusof. Says the Ritva. The Ramban, very clearly. If it is a predator, if it tramples what it eats, so that makes it not kosher. Why? Because that turns that, if we ingest something which has some nature of being an achzor, has a nature of being evil, being harsh, so then that will inculcate within our personalities the same nature. So the fact that it's a doris is not just an indicator. If it's a doris, you happen to know it's not kosher. No. The Torah says, if it's a doris, if it's a predator, that makes it not kosher. L'may nafkamina. Let's say, just foreshadowing a little bit ahead, let's say you have a bird which once was a predator, and we domesticated it. We made it, it's no longer a predator. This type of bird doesn't chase its prey anymore. Now we keep it in the back and we feed it. It's not a predator anymore. If it's just an indicator, so then of course this is the behemoth which is a predator, so certainly we can't eat it. But if it's the reason, if it's the siba why it's usher, because it's wicked, it has achzarius in it, and we by eating it are ingesting that achzarius, so perhaps one could argue that even if we train this animal over decades and decades to be, that its nature is no longer that of achzarius, perhaps now it is kosher. But we'll get to that in a little bit. So this is a general question when it comes to simanim. Are they simanim? Are they merely indicators what's kosher, or is it the reason, is it the gorim for it to be kosher or for it to be treif? Now there's a general machlokas when it comes to birds between the Rishonim, and this is the most important question to understand when we approach the many birds, but today we're discussing a turkey, but it's a question with regards to many types of duck as well. The question is as follows. The Gemara comes and tells us that there was a certain type of chicken called the targanulosa de agma. Certain type of chicken which would hang around the swap. And the minhag was, for decades it seems like, although it's not clear, for a certain amount of time, the minhag was clearly that Jews ate this type of chicken. They thought it was kosher. Then all of a sudden, one day, one of the farmers wakes up and he sees that this chicken is chasing and trampling its prey. So it certainly is a doris, it's a predator. So now that he puts out a kokori, he says, we thought that this bird was kosher. It's not kosher. We see now clearly it's a dores. You can no longer eat it. And they said it was aser. And because of that Gemara, Rashi comes and tells us a tremendous chumra. Take a look at Rashi, Maramakum number 4. Rashi tells us as follows. Umitoch she'ein anu bikim. After the three dots. Umitoch she'ein anu bikim bahem. Nirali de'of ha'balifaneinu. Any bird which comes in front of us. Yesh lomar shema yidros. You always have to assume or suspect that it is a predator. Because this chicken, after all, they thought it was kosher, they assumed it wasn't a predator, had all other three signs. And after some time, they saw that in fact it was a predator. Says Rashi, I'm making a rule from here on in. And bird cannot be eaten unless there's a mesorah. We have a tradition that this bird is kosher, that it is not a predator. Otherwise, you have to assume perhaps it is a predator.
What?
That was a mesorah until they found that.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. The ein of nechalanu ela b'mesoris of shemasru lanu avosenu b'tahar. If shalom masulano, if we don't have a misora, yesh lachosh, we should always suspect that perhaps it is a predator. So what's Rashi telling us over here? We have a big mount. Many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say you don't need a misora. If it has the three simanim, then you could assume it's not a predator. What are they arguing about? When we say that a bird needs four simanim, the extra finger and the kurkavon and the zefik, are those telling us, really there's one simon, like the Ramban indicated. The main simon is, if a bird's a predator, you can't eat it. If it isn't if it's not a predator, you can't eat it. How do I know if it's a predator or not? So Chazal came and told us, there's three other simanim. If you have these three simanim, you could assume that it's not a predator. Then the Rishonim say, if it has those simanim, so you don't have to be nervous it's a predator. You know from these simanim, it's not a predator. You don't need a mesorah. Comes Rashi and says, no. You need all four. You need the etzba yisera, the zefek, the kurkavin. Even if you have those three, you can't assume it's not a predator. Maybe it is a predator. Those three don't tell you. Those are independent simanim. They don't tell you anything about whether it being a predator. Therefore, we need a mesorah. He'll come and tell us this bird is not a doris. And just because we come and we think, we assume, we come after a few years and we assume that it's not a predator, we didn't see it trample anything. If you don't have a mesorah, it's not good enough. Because who knows, maybe a few years later you wake up and you'll see that it is a predator. You need a mesorah, may avoseinu, to tell us that the bird is not a predator. So two shitas. Some say you have the three simanim, then by default, I know that it's not a predator, I could eat it. Others say, no, you need to know from a misora that it's not a predator. If you don't have a misora, you can eat it. These two shitas are brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah paskins that you need a misora me'avoseinu. A person needs a tradition in order to eat any bird. You need a tradition. You need to know that this bird, misora, from avoseinu, going all the way back, that this bird was eaten, and therefore we know that it is not a predator. So this leads us to a big problem, because, as we know, the turkey is native to which country?
America.
So it's very unlikely that we had a misora. Now what's interesting about this shaila is that some shailas you have in halachic literature, which are, they take on its own, in my eyes, they have its own category. And those are shailas which are asked post facto. After Klal Yisrael already adopted a certain hanhaga, so now the shaila is being raised, and we just don't really understand why that hanhaga was adopted, but at the end of the day, that's what adopted, and now we have to understand it. Now the shaila could have been answered totally different if it was asked earlier, if it was asked before anyone started eating turkey.
the poskim were presented with the shayla, and they would write tshuvas. Could be their tshuvas would look different. But that's clearly not how the history worked out. The history was that clearly there was a minog already that we ate this, and now in the 1800s, we wake up and we're saying, why in the world are we eating this? You don't have it in front of you, but just to give you a sense of that, of the history, so take a listen to the Darkei Tshuva, the way he presents the shayla. Says bedavar atarnegolis bekorin indisha hener. That's what we call the turkey. Shebazeh gimel me'ashana came 300 years ago, right? After Columbus sailed to America, then he started sending back this bird, which was native to America. They sent it back to England, and then from England it got to Germany. So it came around the 1500s. So he says in the 1800s he's writing, for 300 years we've been eating the turkey.
Columbus didn't send it to England.
Well, he came to America. Me'erech v'hodu le'England u'misham le'ashkenaz v'anu ochlen oso b'chol makom b'li pikpuk. Af shehem mishunim me'omitan agol shalonu. Even though they're very different from our chickens, so why are we eating this b'li pikpuk? Lo levash b'midu v'koma, they're very different. They're double the size. They have, he gives all the simonim that turkeys have different types of legs than chickens. I'll take his word for it. So why in the world are we eating this? V'kana ben shoel, me'ayin yotza heter la'ochla. Again, he's approaching the question, not, is it mutter? It's mutter. We're eating it. We've been eating it 300 years. The question is, why is it mutter? We pass in like the Ramah. The Ramah says you need a tradition, father from son, shoychet to shoychet, rebbe to talmud, that we ate this type of bird. We simply don't have it for a turkey. Turkey was only discovered when it came to America. There's no misora over there. So how is it possible that it's mutter? Now, just to prove the fact that the hanhaga has been that we eat it, besides the fact that everyone we know eats turkey, it happens to be, one of the articles I read about this, Israel eats the most turkey per capita, well beyond any other country, well beyond America. So you see that, I guess it's shawarma, all the shawarma stations. So we certainly eat turkey. And not only that, how do we know it's native to America, even though there was a question about this? Let's start from the beginning. So we said the Ramah needs a misora. So the first answer to answer our minog is, we don't pass on like the Ramah. Shalom Beishev says, okay, the Ramah came with a chumrah, we pass on like Rashi. Clearly the minog has developed that we don't pass on like the Ramah, we pass on like the other Rishonim. You don't need a misora. It has the other three simanim, which a turkey certainly does. Then we could assume it's not a dores, it's not a problem. But that's not going to satisfy the poskim, just to say we don't, all of a sudden, us Ashkenazim are not paskening like the Ramah. So we need something a little bit better. There are others which say, no, we do have a misora. So first answer is, we don't need a misora. Second answer is, oh, you need a misora? We do have a misora. And there are those that say, we have misora, because the turkey comes from India. We all know the turkey comes from India. And in India, they had a misora, ish mi pi ish, ad Moshe Rabbeinu, about the turkey. That's what many poskim write. The problem is, it was a misconception. They thought the turkey for a while came from India, because Columbus thought that he had discovered India. That's where he was going, to the West Indies. So they started sending the bird back. They assumed it was a bird from India, but really, it wasn't. So, Akedekach, that Benjamin Franklin, I read, wanted to make that the bird of America was not the bald eagle, but turkey, because turkey was native to America. So that proves, first of all, it's native to America. It proves another thing. Why did he want the turkey over the bald eagle? He says, because it's not as mean-spirited as bald eagle. Bald eagle's a predator. Turkey's not a predator. That's exactly what we're discussing. So turkey's not a predator. It was clear to him turkey's not a predator, so he wanted the bird to be, he lost. Bald eagle won. Okay, but at the end of the day, we know that it's native to America. So we need a misora. And it's pretty clear from the history that we don't have a misora. So what are we going to do with the Ramah? So there are many different suggestions. There are those that suggest that we do have a misora. Yes, you're right, we don't have a misora historically. But the very fact that people are eating it, the Mitziv argues, it's a hard argument, the very fact that people are eating it means that there's a misora. Why? Because it means that originally, we don't assume that Klal Yisrael just ate it out of hefkerus. They didn't ask a question. We assume that when they came to America, they asked the shaila then. And whatever reason the poskim were mako then, they thought that it was reasonable to be somechan. So that's how the minhag developed. We don't have to assume the minhag developed erroneously. The minhag developed properly. And therefore that, we don't understand it necessarily, said the Netziv, but that is enough to create a misora. Others explain that it sounds like this as well also, that perhaps the Ramah could only come and prohibit things from here on in, but things which we've been eating for 300 years, to argue retroactively that, or whenever the Ramah came for 100 years, the Ramah's going to argue that whatever we've been eating, even because we didn't have a misora, that the Ramah wasn't doing. The Ramah was saying, from here on in, if we don't have a misora, what we do about the past, if we've been eating it, we could continue to eat it. Be that as it may, again, it leaves a lot to be understood. How are we eating this thing? If at the end of the day, Rashi says we need a misora, we paskin like Rashi, so what are we doing eating the turkey? There are those that argue, and I've heard that Rav Moshe, even though he doesn't write this, Rav Moshe Feinstein argued this as well, and I think this is a very, very logical explanation of how we're eating this, that we assume that it was part of the family of chickens. It was part of, we knew we ate chicken, so it certainly is different. It has many simonim, as the Tafi Tshuva said, it's different. But they assumed when they came, this is just the American version of a chicken. It looks like a chicken. There are differences. It looks like a chicken. So it sounds like a chicken, even though it doesn't, apparently if you're an expert in these things, it doesn't sound like a chicken. To me, it sounds like a chicken. But so it's probably just a bigger chicken. So that's probably part of what happened, and therefore from there, developed the minhag to eat it. The Avnei Nezer says if you look at other simonim, so perhaps also you could put in the family of chicken. Perhaps the eggs are similar, others say they're not so similar. Eggs could be, perhaps if you breed them together, it works. Others say it doesn't work. I don't know, I can't decide the metzias. Some said it did work, some say it didn't work. So all these could be perhaps simonim that's part of the broader chicken family, and perhaps that's why we are nohag to be eating it, because we don't view this as a separate bird, a separate type of bird. It's part of chicken, and therefore, even though we didn't have a misora on turkey per se, we had a misora on the chicken, and therefore we were able to borrow that misora. But again, I think this is something which would only be raised post facto. I don't think this is something we would have relied on l'chatchila if someone came and said, could we be eating the chicken, eating the turkey. The most logical to me, the most understandable shot to me is the Arugas Habosim. And the Arugas Habosim explains as follows. Again, we know that the turkey has the three simonim. It's missing one simon, and that is we don't know if it's a doris. We don't know if it's a predator. Now, because Rashi told us, you can't know it's a predator unless you actually have a misora. If you don't have a tradition on it, so then you can't possibly know. Says the Arugas Habosim. Give me a break. That's true when you come to a new chicken, a new bird, and you don't know, not sure if it's a predator. So you wait a year, 2 years, perhaps in this place by the swamp, they waited a few years. So you're not sure you need a misora. But decade after decade after decade, we're seeing that the turkey is not a predator. It's just not the way it lives. It's not the way it eats. So it says Arugas Habosim, that is enough to establish the equivalent of a misora. So you have the three other simonim. The fourth simon wasn't, we don't have a misora, but we have the equivalent of a misora. What's the equivalent of a misora? That we've been observing it for all these decades. Now, right away, did they start eating it? Could be yes, could be no. But at the end of the day, we've been observing it for centuries, and we see that it's not a predator. The Avnei Nezer comes and says, maybe it's not a predator because it changed, like we said before. Maybe you domesticated it. The way that we've been raising the turkeys make it that it's not a predator. But that would be dependent on what we suggested before. If you would argue, like the Ramban seems to indicate, that the only reason a doris is usser is not an indication, but the reason a doris is usser is because that is the reason it's usser, is we're ingesting some sort of nature, an animal with the nature of achzarias, so even if a person domesticated it, who said that that would be a problem? Right now, this bird, after all these centuries, after these decades, it's not a predator, perhaps that would still be sufficient. So, based on one of these reasons, either we don't pass them like the Ramah, or we have some sort of misora, or the equivalent of a misora is observing that it's not a doris, Klal Yisrael has accepted, and really, Kol Tfutzas Yisrael has accepted, that the turkey is a kosher bird, with the exception of a few families. The Shloz family never ate turkey, and it's said, I don't know if this is apocryphal, if it's true, they say that there's some grandchildren of the Shloz, which have veered off the path of Torah mitzvahs, but the one thing that they keep, they're not Shomer Shabbos anymore, but they still don't eat turkey, because they remember that minhag in the family was, you don't eat turkey. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's family, because it was a family minhag of his wife, they did not eat turkey as well. Rav Shechter doesn't eat turkey. Rav Shechter argues, interestingly, he says what happened is as follows. The fact that we need a misora is a chumra of Rashi, which is quoted the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that chumra. So originally, where were these birds sent? To Sfarishic communities. So the Sfardim began to eat it. Then when all Klaisa began to mix together, and we realized the Sfardim are eating it, we said, the Sfardim are eating it, they must have a Misora, so we began to eat it also. That's how we started eating it. We didn't realize that the Sfardim didn't need a Misora. That's why they started eating it. Therefore, Rav Schefter holds that the whole thing is erroneous, is a mistake, and therefore he does not eat turkey. But again, as we mentioned, most groups in Klaisa do eat turkey, but it's just important to appreciate that it's not a crazy, far-fetched thing for someone not to eat turkey. At the end of the day, it seems like the more logical approach would be not to eat turkey. The Ramah says you need a Misora, and we simply don't have a Misora. But of course, we have many poskim to be somachan. All the Gedolei Achronim come out that it is, in fact, permissible. I wish everyone a good vach, a good week ahead.